Welcome back to the Silver Joe Show, right? We're still joined by Robert Wiener, Democratic strategist, columnist, and former communications director for Clinton Drug Czar General Barry McCaffrey, and we're still talking about gun control. And, Bob, I gotta say, I'm not sure that either side is really dealing in full faith, because first there's the Republicans, obviously paid off by the NRA, and for all their talk of mental health, they never do anything about it, or anything really, even common sense stuff like universal background checks. But then on the other hand, you have Democrats. 40% of Democrats don't believe, according to a Gallup poll that I'm reading here about at Newsweek, 40% of Democrats don't want anyone to own a gun outside of the, you know, anyone who's not a law enforcement official anyway. So it's like, that's not being brought up. And then also there's certain misnomers you're hearing, like, for example, the gun show ban or the gun show loophole. It's not really a gun show loophole. It's a private loophole. Which sounds a lot more sinister, in my opinion. What do you make of this?
We got to solve the NRA issue. There's so much mythology around the NRA's power, around the fact – and by the way, when I pointed out to a Fox reporter friend that, by the way, the congressman from Chicago actually beat the NRA candidate who was the incumbent. If you are against no action on gun control – you can win because the American people want it. So the 90% factor, the polling, by the way, the polling you're showing says no one should own a gun. Well, that's the extreme, but that still also includes support for the gun measures. Add that with the Republicans who are for the gun measures, and you're back to your 90%, 80%, 70%, depending on the provision. So there is politics that supports being for pro-gun common sense measures, and something's got to happen here. It was sort of like Obamacare. They used the anti-numbers but except some of those anti-numbers were people that wanted a stronger bill. It didn't mean they were against what was happening. They just wanted more. So, you know, then Obamacare, what a surprise, became enormously popular when it's underway, and the Republicans couldn't get rid of it because it was popular. They wanted to misread and misrepresent the polling. So on the gun thing, there is enormous support for action, and it's time to stop that power of the NRA message, which is its own God knows where they come from and whose payroll from which gun company they're on.
Yeah, I can imagine that because, like I was saying, there's just common sense stuff like universal background checks, for example.
Right.
You hear about that, it's like, oh, that seems like a reasonable thing. You know, everyone should have a background check. Perhaps a lot of these mass shootings would not have been stopped, but still, a lot of shootings would be stopped. And then there's also the private sales closing that loophole because
that's a little tweak.
Basically, yeah, because I'm just thinking, like, why would anyone oppose not doing a background check when you're giving a gun? I know the guy is your friend that you're selling it to, but you don't know everything about that person.
Well, background checks are good. But if there's nothing in the background, it's not going to stop the shooter from buying, like might have been the case in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. And the 18-year-old, may have been nothing in their backgrounds that stopped them from buying the assault weapons. So the background check's flaw is that if there's nothing in the background, you're not stopping the shooter from buying immediately. Although, you can wait the 3 days, you can wait the 7 days, and then there'll still be nothing in the background. But at least it stops the immediate compulsive action.
Yeah, it means that the shooter has to, well, potential shooter, I should say, has to really stop and think, is it worth it? Because a lot of this stuff just seems to be immediate gratification. For example, the Uvalde shooter,
right.
It seemed to him, from what I've heard, read, his motivation was just revenge upon the people who he hated so much.
And the Tulsa shooter that has just come out, is he was PO'd that his treatment people, the hospital, didn't do a better job. Hey, all of us who've had some pain and it lasts a few weeks, we're going to go out and shoot everybody because of it? I mean, that's just absurd. He just got out of surgery and his back still hurt.
Yeah, wow. So, you know, a waiting period, I'd be in favor of that too.
Right.
Because buying weapons, I know how the waiting period is, at least in the state of Virginia. You know, as soon as the background check comes up clear, you can walk out the store same day usually. So while that's great if you have nothing to hide and if you're just interested in getting about your business and don't plan a mass shooting, at the same time, it means a hothead who has not raised any red flags before can now go about raising some.
Well, we had a recent op-ed in the Roanoke newspaper near Virginia Tech still dawdling on guns. And, you know, there are a lot of people in Virginia that are furious also. Every country, every state in the country has people that are furious at the lack of action here. And you remember that Obama said it was his biggest frustration of his presidency not to be able to do something concrete and substantial after Newtown, right? After Newtown. And so it was the biggest frustration. He brought in all the parents and he brought in all, everybody to make the case, and the Senate still wouldn't act. We could still be in that position. But if that's where the Senate lands, they're not going to help themselves in a potential takeover. The House I consider, you know, pretty hopeless, although I remain hopeful that both the January 6th Committee on Protecting Our Democracy from Election Rigging and also guns and women's choice and all. But I think the inflation thing is just such a huge issue. But the Senate – the Senate's still up for grabs, really up for grabs. And if McConnell wants to do something that's supported by the American people, he better allow some action going on, because the House is going to pass some bills and they're going to send them to the Senate. If they go to conference and do nothing, he will get blamed and the Republicans will get blamed.
Yeah, I'm not sure how Republicans can afford to sit this out and just say, oh, there's nothing to worry about, when in the last 2 months we've had, well, a very diverse array of shooters, too. It's not just like one white supremacist. We've had black supremacists, right. Chinese supremacists, white supremacists, just the Hispanic guy who went insane. And it's like we've had all this just within 2 months, not to mention what goes on in Chicago every flipping weekend. Just this past Memorial Day weekend, there were a bunch of shootings. So
you mentioned the diversity of all the shooters, Joseph. And what do all the shootings have in common?
Guns.
Right.
Right. So that's why the public, I don't see how, you know, blaming on one issue or another that might be addressed on one little thing or another, like mental health or banning a certain type of weapon.
Right.
When we've had a wide array of weapons, a wide array of mental health issues that factored into it. But like just sitting there and saying there's no problem, we're not going to do anything about it, I don't see how Republicans can win with that message.
I agree with you. I think this will be an issue of common approach. And my prediction is that in time for the off-year elections, something will happen here. I don't think it's going to necessarily be the assault ban, but it might be the raised the age from 18 to 21, and it might be background checks. And it might be red flag laws.
I'd like to see that, and I'd also like to see Democrats stop opposing the school protection stuff as well. The White House press secretary came out the other day and said they're not looking at that, really. It's terrible, though. Just all this stuff that we can do that no one's doing. Bob Wiener, Democrat strategist, columnist, former communications director for Clinton Drug Czar Gary McCaffrey. Appreciate you being on the Silker Joe Show. Folks, I'm talking so fast because that music means I have to wrap it up and get off the air and let someone else have the studio. So you can check us out at mainstreamaudionetwork.com and on Gitter, GETTR.com, at Silker Joe Show. Be seeing you.